Let's open up the phone lines to you. It is Boots and Salutes on a Monday morning, 306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. Let's begin with you this morning. Hi there.
Good morning. A big salute to all the firefighters in Saskatchewan, all the law enforcement agencies and their support staff, all the RM staff that are helping with the containment of the fires, all the individuals, as well as the organizations and church groups and businesses in the towns that are helping with the fire containment. We really, really salute you and thank all of you.
Yep, community coming together. Great way to start Boots and Salutes. Thanks so much. Whether you're a local trying to save your own structure or helping those in danger, or, you know, a team coming in, you know, from British Columbia or from the East Coast. There's teams helping us out in the North, so thanks. And to those who have donated. If you'd like to make a donation, by the way, of some used or summer clothes that adults and children could use from that have been evacuated. In case you're wondering, the Central Urban Métis Federation is accepting donations. That's 315 Avenue M South. Boots and Salutes, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I got a big boot for Mark Carney, the man who knows how the world works. He can't stand up to Trump. The king can't stand up to Trump. And he's got spending $48 billion in a month. And he's got 200,000 immigrants coming back in. So way to go, shoulders up, people, because they need your houses to put them in. Have a lovely day.
Of course, the Prime Minister is in Saskatoon with all the premiers across the country today. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Thank you for a beautiful Saturday night dance party.
Oh, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Let's go to you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Big boot to the Mayor and City Council of Prince Albert with the recent tax assessment. You do expect them to go up a few hundred bucks, but I've had a couple of friends that they've went up $900, $1,200, and you got people living check to check. How are they supposed to afford this?
All right, thanks for your comments this morning. Hi there, Boots and Salutes. You're on.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the Ministry of Environment for not calling off this early spring bear hunt, especially this year when the forest's all on fire. And furthermore, ban it forever. It's inhumane.
Thanks for your call. News poll, have your say at CJWWradio.com. Does wildfire smoke restrict your outdoor activity? 71% so far saying yes, it does. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, salute to your dance party. It's the best one you ever done, buddy.
I appreciate that.
It was nice and snappy.
Well, that's good. I guess we got to keep breaking records. I got to figure out a way to make it better for Saturday, huh?
Okay, let's do it,
all
buddy.
Right, sounds good. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Morning. I don't know how these guys get on three or four times. I have a heck of a time getting on once. Anyways, I'd like to salute everybody who voted for George Jones in the country court on Friday.
Yeah.
Stating the obvious, right? And about this irrigation on the South Saskatchewan River, it's hot and windy and dry as a bone, and couldn't they irrigate at night? And I miss Don Cherry at this time in the playoffs. Thanks a lot.
You know, I agree. Don Cherry made intermissions interesting. I could record the game and fast forward through the intermissions. But back in the day, you looked forward to Don Cherry. You just did. Boots and Salutes. Hi there.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind this morning?
I like to salute the rodeo in Melford here on the weekend. That was kind of good.
Good.
Kind of liven the town up a little bit here.
Rodeos seem to do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had fun, I think.
Rodeo season's back. Right on. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute all the ex-Blades players and coaches that played with the Blades that let go to get traded off to make it to the Memorial Cup. And I'd like to salute the Blades for doing that. And they may never get the opportunity to get to the Memorial Cup. But
Okay.
And salute to all the ones that made it.
Thanks for your call this morning. Yeah, congratulations to Austin Elliott, the former Blades netminder. Product of Strathmore, Alberta. Found his home with the London Knights and were Crown Memorial Cup champions. He had a stellar season. He didn't lose too many games. One or two games, that's it. He deserved the Memorial Cup. That team did. So congratulations to Austin Elliott and the Knights. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Jason. This is that woman that said it's inhumane to hunt bears. It isn't inhumane. Last year when we were camping in the bush, we saw one bear. This year we already come out and we saw 10. Their numbers are increasing, and this puts a threat to baby deer, baby elk, all other animals. They have to cull them every once in a while.
Okay. Thank you for your thoughts. Boots and Salutes, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, Donald Trump's going to take over Canada, the 51st state. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. 306-938-0600. Toll-free 1-800-667-3727. It was nice that the SaskTel has suspended the overage duties, the overage fees for communities hit by the wildfires. So they've waived those extra fees, so that is kind of nice. But rolling into the CFL season, thoughts on your Saskatchewan Rough Riders? Does an 0-2 preseason, by the way, with that said, Candy sent me a message saying salute to the Blue Bombers. But, yeah, they won the preseason battle. But the question is, 0-2 in the preseason, nothing to be too concerned about. Try different players in different positions to see if they can make the team or not. Don't sweat it out too soon, Rider Nation. But the question is, 0-2, concerned, not concerned? Riders host Ottawa in this home opener, season opener, this Thursday night. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's on your mind today?
I would like to salute schools, all the Saskatchewan schools and the bus drivers and teachers and your channel. I'd like to salute our orders again and boot Gary Bettman, and that's it.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Let's go with you. Hi there.
Hi there. Good morning, Radio Country out there. I want to salute everybody that calls on upon the name of Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and anybody that doesn't know him, you should get to know him because he'll give you peace that surpasses understanding. Thanks, bro.
All right. You're on. Hi there. Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I'm surprised I get on early. I want to make a big salute to the company in town here who's setting up for donations for food and whatnot. And I'm hoping to include blankets for pelican arrows. So a big salute for them for bringing this up because pets are our family. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call. And a salute on the text line to the road workers out there. One more call to wrap up the show today. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. A great big salute to all the people fighting the fires, the people that are helping to evacuate, the people that are collecting clothes, making meals for all the people involved. I wouldn't want to be in their situation
absolutely.
While thinking of losing their home.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for everybody to everybody who donated, and that's a great way to wrap up Boots and Salutes today. Ben Brooks will be back to pick up the conversation at 7:50.